Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we're going to be featuring one of the great exponents of soul jazz. His name was Stanley Turrentine. 2 hours of Stanley Turrentine this afternoon. Stanley Turrentine was born in 1934, actually April the 4th, in Pittsburgh, son of an amateur saxophonist who taught Stanley how to play the tenor. Stanley's older brother, Tommy Turrentine, would achieve fame as a jazz trumpeter. While still a teenager, Stanley joined up with the Lowell Fulson Band, which featured the great pianist Ray Charles as well. Then he moved on to the R&B big band circuit and eventually joined Earl Bostick, where he replaced that group's distinguished alumni, none other than John Coltrane. But Turrentine was no mere honker, as some of his earliest recording sessions were for innovative percussionist Max Roach, which also featured his brother Tommy Turrentine. Between 1960 and 69, Turrentine recorded a series of albums for Blue Note that cemented his reputation in the soul jazz world, in which that label played a crucial role. You're listening to his wife, Shirley Scott, on organ. This is a recording that she made back in the 60s for the Impulse label. The song is entitled Mean, Angry, Nasty, and Lowdown. Let's listen to some more of the great Stanley Turrentine. We'll be right back. Great Stanley Turrentine from September 23rd, 1964, recorded live at the Front Room in Newark, New Jersey. His wife, Shirley Scott, on organ, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Otis Candy Finch was on drums. And we just heard a composition written by Shirley Scott entitled Mean, Angry, Nasty, and Lowdown. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM at 89.1 on your FM dial, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. We're going to go to, I believe it was Stanley's last recording, at least for the Concord Jazz label. The album is entitled Do You Have Any Sugar? And we're going to listen to the title track.
guy who's always late every time we have a date, but I love him. Yes, I love him. I'm gonna walk right up to his gate, see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want him. Oh yes, I'm gonna ask him, is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. You have always been my baby, baby. Seems a flame in your heart has gone out. Well, a fellow is a creature who has always been strange. Just when you think you're his, you know he's gone and made a change. So is you is or is you ain't my baby? Has my baby found somebody new? Or is my baby still my baby true?
Another fine example of Stanley Turrentine's ferocious playing and very soulful chops. That was Diana Krall from her album Only Trust Your Heart and Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby, featuring the late, great Stanley Turrentine, who passed away, I believe it was September the 12th. He unfortunately had two major strokes and never recovered. He was playing at the Blue Note in New York City with singer Marlena Shaw. He was also set to perform later this month at the Ann Arbor Jazz and Blues Festival in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Still in good form, Dan Forte, who was the Blue Note International Director of Publicity and Marketing, said that Turrentine was in fine form during the Blue Note shows. He still had that sound. He never sacrificed his integrity. And Oren Keepnews, the great producer, said that despite the criticisms of Turrentine's 70s work on the CTI and Fantasy labels, the album still sounded fresh. There's a whole lot of jazz that comes close to R&B, and that's not a discredit to either idiom, Keepnews said. To me, Stanley's music is like the great Gene Ammons, was bar music of the very best kind. That's pretty damn good music. Turrentine returned to more straight-ahead jazz in the 80s and 90s, and his most recent release was Blue Hour, The Complete Sessions, which came out in June on Blue Note. His last new recording was 1999's Do You Have Any Sugar, which is what we just heard before, that was released on the Concord Jazz label. In a press release for that album, Turrentine said, "Of all the albums that I've made, I feel like the best ones are always the ones that come naturally." And I think that's how we'll always remember Stanley Turrentine's sound. And what I'm going to play for you now is an album that was dedicated to the music of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And this is Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax with Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Ron Carter on bass, Jack Desjnet on drums, David Walker on guitar, Jay Graydon also on guitar. A great stellar session recorded at the Fantasy Studios in California. This is a song written by the great Philip Bailey and the rest of Earth, Wind, and Fire. This one is called Reasons. From his album entitled The Look of Love, that was Stanley Turrentine with a beautiful up-tempo version of Emily. And before that, we heard Stanley Turrentine, a tribute to the great Earth, Wind, and Fire from the album Smooth Elements, and we heard Reasons. My name is Randy McElligott, and in case you've just joined us, Stanley Turrentine unfortunately passed away last week at the age of 66, two major strokes. And the jazz world has lost another great one. This afternoon, we're paying tribute to Stanley's music until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And what I'd like to play for you now is the song that probably brought the most criticism to Stanley Turrentine, but at the same time opened him up to a wider audience. A precursor to smooth jazz for sure, but it goes deeper than that. Stanley had a lot of soul and, I believe, a lot of conviction. This is from his 1970 CTI release, the title track from his album Sugar. We'll be right back. Boy, if that doesn't put you in the groove, I don't know what will. Talk about therapeutic. Wow, that was Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax, Butch Cornell on organ, Lonnie Liston-Smith was on piano, the great George Benson on guitar, Freddie Hubbard with some beautiful trumpet on that last track, on trumpet, of course, and on bass, Ron Carter, who played on many, many sessions throughout the 60s, 70s, 80s, and well into the 90s. He's still playing, and I believe he's going to be doing a tour of Japan, I've read somewhere. But there is someone who has been on the scene for many years and has made a great contribution to the world of jazz. And Richard Pablo Landrum on congas, and that was taken from Stanley Turrentine's pivotal album for the CTI label, recorded back in 1970, and we just heard the title track of his album, Sugar. My name is Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, and we're going to continue with some music from Roy Hargrove's quintet from his album The Tenors of Our Time. And this is a composition that features Stanley Turrentine. Also features Ron Blake on tenor and soprano sax, Cyrus Chestnut on piano, Rod Whitaker on bass, and Gregory Hutchison is on drums. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled Soppin' the Biscuit, great tune written by Roy Hargrove. Was music from Stanley Turrentine, actually two back-to-back compositions from the pen of the great South American writer Antonio Carlos Jobim. We just heard Trist, and that was taken from his 1992 release entitled More Than a Mood. And before that, from 1967, Bonita, from his Blue Note Years recording. The late tenor sax player Stanley Turrentine may have been best known for his crossover pop, but colleagues and critics agree that he never completely left his straight-ahead jazz roots. He always had the audience and the people in mind, but he could stretch it out when he needed to. This is what Lou Donaldson, alto sax player who's still playing around, had to say. about Stanley Turrentine. He also played with Stanley on many occasions, and the last gig that he had with him was at the Chicago Jazz Festival in 1997 with organist Jimmy Smith. Turrentine died on this past Tuesday, actually, after suffering two strokes. One of them occurred Sunday evening and the other Monday morning, and he was only 66 years old. Turrentine emerged as a post-bop sax player in the mid-50s when he replaced John Coltrane in Lowell Fulsom's band, which also featured saxophonist Earl Bostic, drummer Max Roach, and Jimmy Smith himself. Bassist Ron Carter said that even though a number of legendary sax players emerged in the 50s, Turrentine always stood out. He was one of the few sax players who came around with Sonny Rollins, Ornette Coleman, and John Coltrane, who had his own unique sound. He didn't sound like anybody else, and that's not an easy thing to do. Turner cut his first solo album, which was entitled Stan the Man Turrentine, for Bainbridge Records in 1959 with Max Roach sitting behind the drum kit. He was a true original, according to Roach, and he also played with a lot of soul. Turrentine recorded as a leader and on several of Jimmy Smith's albums in the 60s, but he was often criticized by jazz purists for his soul jazz R&B-based approach to playing. That criticism reached its height when the title track of his 1970 CTI album Sugar became a pop radio staple. Orrin Keepnews, the great jazz producer, had this to say about Stanley Turrentine. The path that he went down was a natural path for him. It's where his sound took him. It's not like he was captured and brought over to pop. And Ron Carter, who played on several of Turrentine's albums, recalled that the saxophonist has an intense but gentle bandleader approach to his music. He always had a plan. He was always open to suggestions, but he'd always implement his plan if those suggestions weren't working out. And according to the Village Voice jazz critic, Gary Giddens, he said that Turrentine's straight-ahead jazz playing had more to do with R&B and pop-oriented work, but he said there was no denying Turrentine's unique sound and his roots in jazz. The main thing with Stanley was his big, beautiful, fat sound, and not a lot of people play that way anymore, and he only got better with age, and he realized that you don't have to show off and play a lot of notes to make that all-important connection with people. We're going to continue with some more Stanley Turrentine from a release from the 70s for the CTI label. This time round, his album Salt Song, and we're going to listen to a composition written by Stanley Turrentine entitled Storm. You're listening to a special tribute to the music of the late Stanley Turrentine, and we just heard a wonderful composition entitled I Remember Bill, and that's taken from Stanley's Music Masters jazz release entitled If I Could, featuring Hubert Laws on flute, Ron Carter on bass, Grady Tate on drums, Sir Roland Hanna on piano, Vincent Leroy Evans on kalimba, Steve Kroon on percussion, Gloria Agostina Agostini, rather, on harp. And before that, we heard from his album Salt Song, composition entitled Storm. We're going to go back to his CTI years with an album entitled Don't Mess With Mr. T. And this one is entitled Too Blue. an excellent example of how Stanley Turrentine could swing if need be. That was John Coltrane's great composition entitled Impressions. And what really amazed me was Kenny Drew at the end there. I don't know if you noticed the last few bars, he was sort of hinting at Miles Davis's So What, classic composition from the Columbia years when Miles Davis made his classic Kind of Blue recording in the late 50s. And that composition we just heard, Impressions, was from Tea Time, also released on the Music Masters Jazz label. Before that, I Remember Bill from his album If I Could. And we also heard Too Blue from the album Don't Mess with Mr. T, originally recorded on the CTI label back in the 1970s. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. We're paying tribute this afternoon to the great tenor sax player Stanley Turrentine, who unfortunately passed away last week. And we're going to continue with some music from one of my favorite vocalists, Abby Lincoln. This is from her album Devil's Got Your Tongue. We're going to listen to The Merry Dancer. It's a song written by Abby Lincoln, and it features Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax, Rodney Kendrick on piano, Marcus McLaurin on bass, and Joran Israel is on drums.
Thank you.
Well, he was certainly one of the great sax players in jazz, for sure. Stanley Turrentine, you've been listening to his music over the past 2 hours. My name is Randy McElligott. We're listening to his album More Than a Mood, and the title track, certainly not quite an innovator, but someone with a lot of soul, influencing a lot of the younger generation musicians up and coming in the jazz world today. Stanley Turrentine, you will be missed. And next week, I will be back with some more jazz. In the meantime, have a great week. My name is Randy McElligott. Coming up at the top of the hour, German news, music, and commentary with Oswin Lowe until 4:30 this afternoon. Bye for now. Thank you.